Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. The jury has been selected for Reverend Edward Pinckney. The trial begins on October 27th, which is my birthday. I live in a community where 96% of the people are African Americans. We have a jury that is all white. No one from Benton Harbor, no one from Benton Township. The Barron County trial begins this Monday at 8:30. We now have a jury and it's all white. Reverend Pinckney is from Benton Harbor, 96% African American. But the jurors are from the surrounding white towns. They have no stake in the city of Benton Harbor or Benton Township at all. Prosecutor Mike Seppert on 3 or 4 occasions asked the jury, could you convict Reverend Edward Pinckney without evidence? Right after he asked the question, each time he was nodding his head, indicating that they should be in the affirmative answer. Reverend Edward Pinckney, a community activist from Benton Harbor, has been bound over for trial on false charges. Reverend Pinckney is facing persecution on 5 counts of election fraud, which are felonies, as well as 6 misdemeanor charges. If found guilty, he could face up to 25 years in prison. He was first under house arrest during this initial hearing, but now he's out on bond. The fight continues. Reverend Pinckney is just one man who, like many others, will not fold under pressure. It will only make them stronger and stronger and stronger. The battle in Barron County continues against the corrupt politicians, local government, Whirlpool, have staged a complete takeover of the city of Benton Harbor. The thrust of Barron County Courthouse is to physically remove and destroy families through the use of the criminal justice system. Every person they can put in jail, every person who voted right they can revoke with a felony conviction, every person they can cause to lose their job of putting them on probation, every person they can cause to lose the ability to pay for basic necessities through imposing rigorous court costs and include probation is all part of the process. In the 60s, it was called Negro removal. In Bosnia, it was called ethnic cleansing. It is called today genocide. The removal of minorities for the purpose of redevelopment of the land. That's what's happening in the city of Benton Harbor. Nobody in the world, nobody in history has ever gotten anything by appealing to the moral sense of the people who was oppressing them. Never. You would never ever get freedom. You would never ever get justice. You would never ever get equality unless you're able to take it. We're dealing with a group of people who care less about justice. This attack on democracy in Benton Harbor shows that the corporate power structure and its puppets and its gatekeepers is determined to crush anyone who stands in its way. It is part of a process underway across America in various forms. After the once stable working class community of Benton Harbor was devastated by automation, globalization, and the community began to resist, the race card was played to impose the open rule of corporate power as a way of containing the entire area. This technique had been repeated across Michigan. It's been repeated across the country, with black majority cities being singled out and painted by the media as incompetent to run their own affairs, and then emergency managers imposed on them in Michigan. The black cities are the starting point, but the real target is the whole working class and the whole of our society. We are in a fight for our life. We need to take a stand against this racism, this poverty, we need to stand up. We have too many black people who have been tricked by racism. Blacks believe they can be in full participant in the system. They believe that they're one of them, which is amazing. White has been tricked by the system, especially those in poverty, that one day they can become part of the system, but they can't. One person might make it, but what about the whole community that you left behind? What about the whole community you have left behind? What we're talking about is a revolution. And it's coming, whether we like it or not. Let's listen to a little Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution, don't you know, talking about a revolution, don't you know, while they're getting a little bit high, find the good stuff is going to tell me now. Wasting time, thinking for the mind. In the world, we for the moment. Don't you know, talking about the revolution is not. Who you gonna love? Yes, yes, yes. Who you gonna love? Take what's there.
Control a man thinking, you do not have to worry about his action. When you determine what a man should think, you do not have to concern yourself about what he will do. If you make a man feel that he is inferior, you do not have to compel him to accept an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. If you make a man think that he is justly an outcast, you do not have to order him to the back door. He will go without being told. And if there's no back door, his very nature would demand one. This is really just the way things are. The struggle in Benton Harbor have taken place in recent years is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. This is no comfort. This is a war over whether America will have prosperity and democracy or live in poverty under the heels of open corporate rule. Our challenge today must be to create discomfort in the house of the powerful around the nation, with or without violence, with an appeal for freedom, justice, equality, and understanding. There are too many poor people in a nation so wealthy today. We are not free. We are not equal. We have expanded the disparity gap between those who live in surplus and those who live in poverty. An economic system that does not feed, clothe, and house its people must be and will be overturned and replaced with a system that meets the needs of the people. The unfinished business will require both courage and risk. It will require sacrifice. We must dream above the clouds of doubt and fear. We must continue to fight until racism and poverty no longer exist. We must take over the banks. Sooner or later, we must take over the banks. Let them know who we are. Let me get back to the trial. Here in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan, there will be a trial. There will be a trial with an all-white jury, with not one person from Benton Harbor or Benton Township. Talking about a prosecutor, not a very good one, but he have all the resources. He had the sheriff's department supporting him. Another thing, he knew that there was no evidence against Reverend Pink. But yet still, he decided to file charges against me. Within this dictatorial political environment, Benton Harbor community exercised their democratic right to recall a corporate whirlpool and ally, the mayor, with absolutely no evidence I was charged with voter fraud and bound over for trial. The attack was intended to stop the community recall election from going forward. In a hearing to determine if there were evidence to take me to trial, Mark Goff, a forensic document examiner with the Michigan State Police, who is nothing but a hired gun, basically, that's what he is, testified that changes to the election petition was made with different ink. But he could not determine who made the change, when they were made, or whether the person who signed the petition changed it. His testimony provided no evidence against me. However, Judge Sterling Surratt, Judge Lozada, Prosecutor Mike Seven, all say that you do not need to have evidence to go to trial. The government is counting on an all-white jury that may be motivated by something other than the truth. Soon after, in a monetary victory for the people, the judge ruled, that Judge Wayne ruled that the contest between the mayoral recall election could go forward. But then the appeal court decided it would not. And the Supreme Court refused to hear it. We're battling here in the state of Michigan for our lives here. Hostile takeover. People moving in different directions. People doing different things. We are in a battle. We're in a fight for our life. Nowhere in history. And they had the nerve to say that this was the greatest system in the world. They must be out of their mind. This is not the greatest system in the world. Matter of fact, for black people, it is the worst system in the world. There's no justice in the black community. There's no justice in the black community. When will justice come to the black community? When will the people take a stand can stand up and fight for what's right. It's not just a black thing. It's not just a white thing. It's not just a Mexican, Puerto Rican, Chinese, Japanese. It's everybody. When I talk about it's not one thing, it's everything, I mean exactly that. It's not one thing. It is everything. And we need to learn to take a stand and fight together. Your fight is my fight. And my fight is your fight. That's what we have to learn to do. We're living in a time under emergency manager's laws, which allows the emergency manager to take over cities, school districts, and replace local officials, sell public assets, privatize public service, dismantle collective bargaining agreements, and more. They are dictators in the service of the corporations. Between 2010 and early 2014, Benton Harbor had two different emergency managers. Now we have four. And they stripped the elected officials of their power, cut city spending, and continue to give away public land to Whirlpool. We are surrounded by puppets. We're surrounded by people who don't care for the future of our children. It's time that we take a stand and say no more. It's time that we stop Whirlpool in their tracks. It's time that we ask Whirlpool to leave the city of Benton Harbor. We don't care where they go. Leave this community and start paying taxes. They went to other communities, they would pay taxes. But we have allowed them to come in and do nothing. And those of you who support this stuff, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you. But we have to understand the importance of standing together. There's nothing more important than standing together and fighting this monster. The more we stand together, the more we fight this monster, the better we are. We can do this. This is something we can do. But we have to learn to fight together. We cannot fight this monster, this two-headed monster, unless we are all on the same page. It doesn't make a difference if you're white. It doesn't make a difference if you're black. It does not make a difference if you're Mexican, Puerto Rican, Japanese, Chinese. You're from Vietnamese, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. We have to come together and fight. The Republican Party, Democratic Party are the same party. They are the very same party. They're working together against the people. And have you ever noticed that whatever stand the Democratic takes, the Republican takes the opposite stand? Have you ever noticed the stand that the Republican takes, the Democrat takes the opposite stand? Why is it that they cannot be on one accord if they're for the people? Why don't they ask the people what they want? You see, we have people in power today, like Fred Upton, the sleaziest U.S. representative probably in the whole House. I'm hoping that he loses, even though the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are basically the same party, fighting against the people. But we have to learn to sit down, analyze our position, and show them that the people will not take this mess anymore. It's time that we move this thing to a whole different level. And let me talk about this Ebola. There was a movie in 1995 talking about Ebola. Dusty Hoffman, Morgan Freeman started that movie. Look it up on the internet. You'll find out exactly what I'm saying. And what they do, they test people. They test you to see how far they can push you, whether they're going to be able to push you over the edge, and how much they can divide the country up. There are people who actually believe that this man-made disease, Ebola, was not man-made. Well, how did it get here? Have you ever thought about that? How did it come to light? Why would they have a movie about, and they called it Ebola? That's the bad part. Those of you who are out there, look it up before they take it off the internet. Because they're good at taking things off the internet once people find out about it. You're dealing with a treacherous government who don't care nothing about you. Don't care nothing about your children, nor your children's children. We're dealing with a monster today. We're dealing with people who don't care about you, and we still pay them our taxes. We have to stop giving them our money to fight us. Now, here I am in the process of going to trial. Actually, I'm paying this racist prosecutor money to prosecute me. I'm paying this detective to come in and try to put me in jail with my money. Does that make sense to anybody out there? Let me know if that makes sense, because to me, it makes no sense at all. I don't see how anybody will fall for this list. I was in court the other day. We're talking about this is the greatest system in the world. Who's stupid enough to believe some crap like that? It's definitely not a good system for a black man. Hands up. Don't shoot. That's what we should be talking about. It's time that people take a stand. And here's another thing. Stop this buyback, this gun buyback. It's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. They want to disarm the people so they can come in with their tanks, grenade launchers, all these other weapons, and destroy you. This is what they do. They've been trained now to shoot to kill, not shoot to wound, not to negotiate, but to shoot to kill. That's what they've been trained to do. They've been trained to put people in jail with no evidence. That's what we're up against today. But just remember, there's more of us than them. When you talk about the city of Benton Harbor, you're talking about maybe 29% of the people that live in Benton Harbor are without water. 70% unemployed. 90% live below the poverty level. We got problems here. We got more problems than anyone can ever have. But we're here to take care of the business that need to be taken care of. We can do this. We can do the things that no other person can do by standing together and fighting. That's right. Let's make this struggle a victory for all who are victims of this economic crisis, this justice system in every city, every state, every country. Let's do it like this. Let's make this struggle a victory for all who are victims of economic crisis in every city and town in America. Let's confront the corporations that are destroying this country. Let's make the banks pay. Let's take over the banks. Let's show people what we are capable of doing. People are so intimidated by this system that they're willing to do anything. Anything. That even means to kill if necessary. It said, let's take control of this country away from the corporations and build a society where people, not the corporations, make the decision. Let's get rid of these gatekeepers, these prosecutors, these judges who works for the corporation. Let's get rid of these people. Let's show them what we're capable of doing. Let's stand tall and move this thing to a whole different level. We can do this. There is no other way. We have to let people know that we are not going to continue to be beaten down by this system. Hands up. Don't shoot. That's for every black person and white person, or anybody that does not go along with this system of destroying the people. I know right now that you believe that you're part of the system, that it won't happen to you. But if it happened to me, it'll happen to you. There's not a reason in this world that you would want to join them. They're evil. They're wicked. I don't even see how they can go home at night and sleep. There's 1,000 Michael Sepiks around here. There's 1,000 Judge Sharoks around here. But until we stop them, they're going to continue doing the very same thing. We have to take this thing to a whole different level. Until we're able to take this to a whole different level, it's going to continue just like this. How could you have an all-white jury in a community that's 96% African-American, and they claim it's a jury of your peers? How? Maybe you can answer that question. How? We're living in a time where it won't be long, where the 1% will say, we no longer need you here on earth. Not just black people. Some of white people also. They're already saying there's too many people on this earth today. That's why they keep coming up with these different diseases. AIDS was a man-made disease. The Ebola is a man-made disease. They keep coming up with these diseases to eliminate people. And it's going to affect the poor people more than anybody else. But eventually it's going to get to you. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I'm telling you right here today that we have to learn to work together, fight this monster with by any means necessary. And some of us gonna have to take a bullet. But remember the Vietnamese, when they were fighting, as they say, the greatest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world. The Vietnamese gave this country a whooping. They didn't have all that artillery. They didn't have it. But what they had courage. They had the courage to say no. Until we get the courage to say no and no more, it's going to continue like this. So I'm asking everybody out there to take a stand. The trial begins October 27th at 8:30 a.m. at 811 Port, P-O-R-T, Street in St. Joseph, Michigan, 49085. Let me repeat that. That's Barron County Courthouse, 811 Port Street, St. Joseph, Michigan, 49085. 8:30 in the morning. Be there. Somebody have to take a stand against these people. There's no excuse in this whole world for a black person that lives in Benton Harbor, with 96% of the people in Benton Harbor are black, with an all-white jury. If you think that's all right, I can't see you thinking it's all right. Come out and support Reverend Pink against this corrupt system, this racist government we have. It's designed against the rich, against the poor. The rich against the poor. The haves against the have-nots. Nobody is going to give you freedom unless you're able to take it. That you're able to take it. This is a special edition of the Pinkney Jew show to let people know the jury has been selected for Reverend Pinkney trial. which is an all-white jury. Who would believe this today? I'm hoping that they will be honest. I'm hoping that they will be fair. Then we'll let God do what he did. Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Have a great night.